Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here sitting in for Brendan. Now, autumn has firmly arrived and with it a drop in temperatures that will impact our wildlife just as much as it will impact us humans. Colly Ennis, Research Associate with the Department of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin, is with me now. Welcome, Colly. Colly, you're going to take us through a little bit of an autumn wildlife watch and to give us some advice on how we can be helpful and supportive of our wildlife at this time of year. So maybe down to business, what's happening right now for our wildlife around the country?
Yeah, well, the temperatures are starting to drop and our wild friends are starting to prepare for the long winter by feeding up and making up nests for themselves and hiding away in nooks and crannies in the gardens and in our forests and woodlands to just overwinter. And that's really what's happening now. And, you know, this is the time of year when we can actually lend them a helping hand, especially in urban areas.
And some of our birds, it's like a little exchange program between countries. Some birds are going to leave here, go to warmer climates, and some are going to arrive here from colder parts of the world.
Yeah, the swifts and the house martins and the swallows are all starting to pack up. There's still a few around. You see them feeding on the last of the flies over our fields, but they're all starting to move off now down towards Africa. And then the Icelandic species of birds that come over to us will be coming down. So it's kind of an exchange program between different species of birds. But it's really cool. It's a nice time of year to really get out there and spot the interchange of species, you know.
And as we spot them, Colly, particularly some of our friends like the hedgehog, should we be trying to help them to fatten up? And if so, what can we give them?
It's no harm to help out a hedgehog in your garden if you see one coming along, particularly in urban areas, because there's, you know, people are unfortunately drifting towards very sterile gardens, and that doesn't have as much food for the hedgehogs, like slugs and snails and bugs that they like to eat. So a bit of cat food left out on a dish for
a hungry hedgehog.
Yeah, will be very welcome at this time of year for them, especially if you see one, like, as I said, in the more urban areas. You don't tend to find them in the city centres anymore, but they're definitely in the countryside still and in urban areas. So that kind of stuff will help them along, and it's, you know, it just puts that little bit of extra weight, particularly on young hedgehogs who have just kind of started out in the world away from their mother, so they need a little bit of extra weight. If you see them around, it's good to help out.
And as they get into their state of readiness then for hibernation, they hibernate in different ways, but it's kind of dictated by the temperatures, whether it's a hedgehog or the butterflies or the queen bees.
Yeah, so species specific, different temperatures will set off different animals into their tope or their hibernation at different times. Some of them are a bit more tolerant of colder temperatures than others. You could see the likes of hedgehogs and some mammals that hibernate out a little bit later if we have a mild, you know, autumn/start of winter. The likes of bumblebees now and our insect species are really starting to disappear by burying into the ground or finding little nooks and crevices in the wood, and that's where they'll overwinter. You might even find the odd butterfly in your house over the winter waking up when you turn on the central heating.
And, you know, obviously we don't want to disturb them, so is there anything we can do to help them along? And then should we tidy or not tidy the back gardens?
Yeah, this is the big thing. So I'm very house proud about my garden. I love gardening, but I have it in such a way where it's wildlife friendly. And in order to do that, there's a couple of simple things you can do. Raking up leaves, for example, that are falling all over your garden, instead of throwing them into the green bin, put them in a corner of your garden. Have a meter squared sectioned off, maybe with pallets or something similar, where you can just put all that kind of leaf material there, because that's used by so many invertebrates and small mammals and the likes of our charismatic animals like hedgehogs and frogs. They'll use that to overwinter. And like I said, insects will have their larvae and their pupa in it. So in order to kind of keep that circle of life going, it's much better to keep it in your garden, if that makes sense. Also, when you're, you know, at this time of year, the flowers have kind of died off, and a lot of people will do a very harsh pruning. If you can hold off till spring. That's really valuable, because in those dead wildflowers or flowers that you have in the garden, a lot of smaller insect larvae will be overwintering to emerge in spring. So, and even if you do have to prune, you can pile it in with that pile of leaves that I was talking about earlier on. It's a simple little step that you can use to help.
Yeah, and it's a lovely little excuse for having a little mess, like a pile
a
of logs and leaves
out
in the garden.
All the time,
absolutely. And what about our bats then? Are they settling down into hibernation too at the moment?
I've been out recently looking at them, and they're still out, believe it or not. So it's quite mild. But they are kind of feeding up now. Some of them are still mating. They've been mating over the last couple of months, and then they'll start to disappear over winter, and the females will have mated now or in the last couple of weeks and won't become pregnant until the spring. They'll store the male's sperm in them over the winter, so it's a really interesting way of reproducing, and they need that kind of extra bit of energy at this time of year by feeding up on the last of the moths and the night flying insects.
So those are all of our hibernators. What then of the birds that are sticking around for the Irish winter?
Yeah.
Do you recommend putting out the garden feeders, putting feed into them, having the little nesting boxes for the birds in the back garden?
Yes. So this is the time of year you get your garden feeders, you give them a big clean, make sure that you can use Milton or some kind of, not too coarse kind of disinfectant on your board tables and your feeders. And then just peanuts and dried mealworm and all the kind of variety of foods that you can get in your local garden centre are just super valuable to birds at this time of year, particularly the younger birds who have kind of fledged over the summer. It just gives them that little boost. It really is. And you can continue to feed into summer. I tend to do that as well because, you know, it does also give them a helping hand. But particularly in winter, it's really a good thing to do for our feathered friends.
And just be careful about the nesting boxes, maybe that we do buy, that they're the appropriate sizes
this
and we put them in the
thing,
appropriate
yeah,
places.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, if you go to, you can buy nesting boxes everywhere, especially online now. But some of them have very shallow bottoms from the hole, if that makes sense. So a curious cat can put his paw in and pull out the babies, or a magpie can do the same. So you want to make sure, if you can at all, go to the likes of Birdwatch Ireland or any of the wildlife centres. They will have correct kind of boxes that are specifically made and won't have those kind of risks attached to them.
That's fantastic. Well, we all have a little part to play with our little messy parts of the garden and the nesting boxes and the garden feeders. Thank you so much for that, Colly Ennis, Research Associate with the Department of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin. Thanks so much for joining us.